You're with SBS Radio.
Something quite relatable, considering being Muslim, you know, I'm a practicing Muslim, and attending the mosque is something that is quite close to the heart because you're in worship. It's a place of sanctity. It's sacred to every Muslim's heart. I could relate to the Christians who attended the church or a Jewish person attending the synagogue in America just recently. You know, anyone, those places of worship is where you go and reflect. It's a place of reflection and connecting yourself to God. So you're disconnected from the outside world, and when someone who's aggressive coming from the outside world in and attacking you in that safe space, it's devastating. It's heartbreaking. I mean, if you can't be safe there, where else can you be safe? Yeah.
Was it a surprise that such a horrific event could happen so close to home?
I wouldn't say I was in shock. I think there were previous situations and events that led up to that. And, I mean, there's a lot of background things happening, especially with our leadership in Australia. And you've got racism on the rise. I wouldn't say I was surprised, but I wouldn't say I was not surprised. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's because hate speech is all around us, whether it's overt, covert, or very subtle. Something going from the hate speech to hate crime, there's a very, very thin line to cross there. And this is exactly what these perpetrators have done.
Yeah, it's not like the perpetrators woke up one morning and said, I want to go on a killing spree. It added up, you know, they were influenced by social media, influenced by leaders. So it's something that was led up to that point.
The upcoming symposium is a symposium called One of Us. And one of the key concepts at the heart of this symposium is who we are, what makes us one of us, and what makes us the other. Tell us about your participation in this symposium. What will we be talking about?
We'll be talking about what that statement, one of us, what it means. For me, that statement is quite comforting. I think Jacinda Ardern used her leadership platform in a very... She took her role as a very important role, and she used that platform to comfort and empower communities, the Muslim community, and I think that is so important. That statement pretty much humanized Muslim communities. I mean, for so long, since September 11, Muslims have been sidelined and labeled as terrorists, and the communities have been doing a lot of damage control in those past two decades. Every time there's a terrorist attack. So it kind of dehumanizes communities when you start labeling.
Yeah.
And for Jacinda Ardern to say one of us is quite comforting, and it humanizes Muslim communities.
Yeah.
And I think language, using inclusive language like that, it empowers individuals and groups, and being inclusive in your language is so important in leadership. Especially when you're talking about minority groups, such as Muslims or Aboriginal people or LGBTI communities.
Yeah,
I mean, we're all human and unique in our own ways.
You are a Muslim, a woman with a foreign ancestry as well. You are the embodiment of the other.
Yeah, I try to stay away from the media because it really mentally does affect you when you read too much negative news.
Yeah.
I've got my Aboriginal identity. My father is Baluchi, Afghan.
Yeah.
And so I grew up, I was born Muslim, and I grew up being Muslim. I grew up being Aboriginal. I grew up being Baluchi and speaking Farsi at home, and also Muslim. So being Aboriginal connects me to this land, connects me to people, and being Muslim grounds me. And it grounds me spiritually and gives me that connection to God. Yeah.
Yeah, because was looking at your bio, and I think, wow, you're the embodiment of what we see in the media as the other, in the communities when we speak about the other. Whenever something happens, well, the First Nations people are the first ones to actually feel it, because when I speak to my colleagues and friends and brothers and sisters in the First Nations community, they say, oh, we've been considered as other since the beginning of colonization. Even this country was terra nullius. We weren't even considered as human beings. We were just part of fauna and flora. So they live with this. It's internalized, and from generation to generation. So, yeah, how do you live with all of these wrapped into one person on a social and personal level?
I think that's a very good question.
Yeah.
That's a very good question. I never thought about it that way. I think it's just, it's so normal. I think all of those values from my different identities complement one another.
Yeah.
I'm a woman. I wear my headdress. I wear it in a...
The hijab?
Like a turban style.
Yeah.
People do see me and they see, you know, a headdress on my head. And they would consider me as the other and start assuming that I'm from overseas.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm from a Middle Eastern country.
Yeah.
But I was born and raised here. My family's from here. So when someone actually said to me once, go back to where you came from.
Yeah.
And I said, where should I go? My mother's uterus.
Yeah.
I'm from here. Where do I go? I've had another lady ask, I was speaking Baluchi with my cousin on, I was on a flight, and this lady overheard us, and then we started speaking English, and then she said to us, you speak really good English. And then I said back to, I said to her, you speak really good English too. And she was really shocked with that response. I mean, I didn't need her to tell me that I speak really good English.
Yeah.
It was just one of those,
Yeah,
I just had so many funny situations like that.
No, I can imagine. I can imagine when you're just going around your own business, doing your own thing, and the assumption is, no, color of skin or dress style does not fit in the norm and in the us, and then being considered as the other.
Yeah.
And treated as the other. And that question, where do you come from? Do you have to answer that so often?
Yeah, they ask me, where do I come from? And then I'll tell them. I said, I'm from here. I'm an Aboriginal Afghan woman.
Maybe and more entitled.
And I said, where are you from? They said, I'm Australian. And I said, oh.
Yeah.
So Australian, no, as in your ancestors have immigrated from Europe? And then they'll say, yeah. And then I'll ask them, are you Scottish or Irish or English? You know, I'll actually ask that question. For so long, I think the Anglo-Saxon, that identity has been so standardized, it's been the norm.
Yeah. No. The funny thing, they could be asking you, where are you from? But you have a stronger blood connection to this land. You even have a blood connection to the land. And yet, they're entitled to ask you, where are you from?
Because they're curious, because you're not white. They're curious, where are you from? So, yeah, I'll say I'm from here. This is where my bloodline's from.
Yeah.
This is where my ancestors are from. This is my connection to this land, this soil.
Yeah.
This is where I'm from. With social media and everything, this whole world's become a village. I reckon people should just, leaders especially, should just accept that it's going to become a multicultural society.
Yeah.
They should just get over it and just accept the fact that everyone's mixed. Stop trying to impose that whitewashed sort of government or society. Yeah. Everyone's got some sort of mix in them.
The last question is one of the key issues that really prompted this One of Us symposium is the humanizing of the perpetrator.
Yeah.
What do you say about this humanizing? Because in the media, it was portrayed even in an angelic face that turned evil and things like that, which was a bit chilling for people who think, well, an angel turning into a devil, that's... No, the act was just devilish. There's no trying to connect him to any angel for the majority of us.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Because the perpetrator was white.
Yeah.
they need to somehow try to connect to that, make him seem like a human, and then he turned bad. Or yeah, even just recently the synagogue shootings, in the media I was reading, they kept referring him as the shooter.
Yeah.
But he committed a terrorist act.
Yeah.
He's representing a white supremacist group.
Yeah.
And this is a terrorist act. He's terrorizing people.
Yeah.
And they should call it out for what it is. And hats off to Jacinta Ardern for doing that. They need to humanize the victims and not humanize the perpetrators. It's so important.
Yeah.
A language, like, it's such an important tool in the media. It really influences people's perspectives
and perceptions.
And I think, yeah, perception is so important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.